Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. I'm excited to be with you today. I have a guest with me today. This is Phil McCoy. Phil learned about the clay probably about the time I did. He's, you know, how you give it to friends when you first get it, and Phil is a close friend, and so we shared the clay, and he's been involved with it for a long time. Is a great resource if you want to know about the clay. He knows probably as much. He's got all my books and my information, and has referenced things and taught himself. So good to have you with us, Phil.
Good afternoon, Perry. It's good to be here always.
Well, this is Q&A with Perry A. and Phil about calcium bentonite clay. As all of you know, we sold the company back in 2015, but I'm still here to give it advice and to consult about clay issues and to support the education process. And I am retired, and I find myself traveling more and doing things. So occasionally I need a substitute to stand in for me, so I have Phil and Paul Mackey, who both of them know as much about clay, I think, as I do. Maybe they haven't read all the scientific books I have, but they've gotten the benefit of my cipherings, if you would say. And so I'm sort of putting them in training so when I can be gone or something, someone can still be here to answer your questions. And so we're doing this together, and when we do it together, sometimes I take things for granted because I've done this for long, and Phil and Paul always, may point up, bring up something that I forgot or overlooked. So this is good for me as well. So let's go to the questions and begin there. This is from Roberta in Lakewood. Hi, Perry. My feet are burned a bit during a pedicure. Can the clay mask or soap heal the skin? Your feet are burned during a pedicure? I don't understand how they're burned. Maybe it's a burning sensation or they had the water too hot. But clay is very good for any problems with the skin and healing the skin. I don't care if it's a rash or a burn or an insect bite or dryness or whatever. Yes, a soak would be wonderful. Applying the clay mask is always very soothing to anything that's inflamed. And I'm wondering if maybe you might be allergic to something they're putting on you that's causing the pedicure. Don't let them get the water too hot. You always have a say in that. But yes, I definitely try clay. What do you think about that, Phil?
Oh, I totally agree. And the clay, of course, is a natural analgesic. So the first thing it's going to do in whatever application is going to be to take away the pain. In this particular thing, when it comes to dealing with feet, I have some experience with that. I'm type 2 diabetic, and I soak my feet in liquid clay. I go to Subway and buy their food-grade sealable buckets that the pickles come in. But it seals really well. It keeps the clay moist, and it lets me reuse it a few times with the good benefits of the drawing power and the analgesic properties of the clay. So if you feel like you might need to do it more than once, rather than just using the clay to soak your feet in or, with the mask, it's different. Of course, you're going to need to do that every time. But if you want to keep some of it on hand, these food-grade buckets that seal really well. They've got a good seal on them, and they're only like a couple of bucks. It's a good way to be able to reuse. And what I do for my soaking, and it's sort of a personal preference, I mix my soaking clay at one part clay to five parts water. So it's a little bit thicker than the liquid clay, but not quite as thick as the clay mask. And I'm able to soak in it, and then, of course, when I get finished, and I usually soak 10, 15 minutes per foot, and then I dry it off, when I take it out. But I do believe that this will help a great deal in not only taking the pain away, but also in the healing process. So definitely, you know, in one form or another, like Perry said, if you get the clay on you or get it in you, it's going to work. So give that a go.
Yes, that's a good idea. And when you're using that much clay, the surface area is large, so it can hold a lot of toxins and still have space for more. That's why we say you can use it more times. Now, if you notice the clay starts smelling funny, that's time to change it. You may not want to wait that long, but you know, if it definitely if you are very, very toxic and there's an odor in the clay, I wouldn't use it again. But if there's not, you can keep using it for a while. Just keep it airtight. Good idea, Phil. Thank you for that. Judy in Mason, Ohio. I'm following the clay protocol for Crohn's, and I'm finally up to 8 ounces 3 times a day. That's 24 ounces a day. Difficult drinking all 8 ounces at once. Can I drink 4 ounces 6 times a day, which is still 24 ounces a day, or even sip on the 24-ounce container of the liquid all day? Yes, you can. You can take it any way you want to. In fact, sipping on it all day is going to assure you that it's in there and in the colon and working at all times. Have you noticed any improvement in taking this dosage? You haven't been up to it very long, I guess. So how is it working for you? But, you know, just so you get it in there, 6 times a day would be great, or just sipping on it on an as-need basis is really good. So anything to add to that, Phil? Well, I don't know if I've lost Phil, but anyway.
Sorry about that. Am I back, Perry?
Yes, you're back.
Okay, sorry about that. I accidentally got the mute button on my phone. That won't hardly work. In mentioning about sipping the clay or drinking it, you know, we always tell people if you're taking medication, you want to give some time lapse so that your system can assimilate the medication that you take without affecting that. Some medications have metals in it and that, and the clay draws toxins and metals. So, you know, the way to do that would be to check with your pharmacist and make sure, you know, just ask how long it takes for the medication to get in your system and work. And I used to just carry a food-grade Tupperware bottle around, talking about sipping it on it through the day. My job before I retired was challenging on my time, so I just carried the cup around and did just that. Just when I thought about it, took, and I started measuring, but after a while, after a few years, it would just, you know, take a swig out of it and had a pretty good idea. So sipping on it all day, as long as, you know, you're sure that it doesn't affect any other medications that you might be taking, is a really good idea and a good way, especially with that kind of, that amount, that would be a good way of taking it in over a prolonged period and not having to sit and drink, you know, 8 ounces at one time. So definitely.
Yeah. See, well, I like to piggyback with Phil and Paul because they come up with things. I'm just taking it for granted since she's been taking the clay. She knew about the medication. But I forget we have people listening in. So Crohn's is a very serious intestinal problem, and it's very hard to cure, and that's why we recommend to take such large amounts. And so I will explain that, and thank you for opening my awareness with all that you add to it. Okay, the next one is from my friend Mary Law. Perry, how did you come to be interested in bentonite clay to the point that you wanted to study it and teach about it? Well, I guess I need to answer that one, huh, Paul? Well, when I first started using it and I would give it to people and they would come back to me and say, wow, this really made a difference. And I just happened to have stumbled onto someone who lived in the area where the clay was, and he learned from the old timers there all the things it could do and would tell me the stories, and they were just fascinating, the healing stories that they recommended, just much like our testimonials. And so that piqued my interest. And then when one day I gave it to someone, and I was just using it for myself, and if somebody came over and complained about something, I'd give them a little clay. And this girl was particularly knowledgeable in clays and alternative healing, and she took the clay and she called me the next day and she said, "This is better than sliced bread. You've got to make this available to the world. I have a booth at the Body, Mind, Spirit show this weekend. I'm giving you half my table together. Get your stuff together and get up there." Well, we had to go file a doing business as, make some labels as best we could, think of a name for it, and at that time it was Nature's Green Stuff, and make some samples and print a little bit of literature that we found on the internet about it and take it up there. And we'd give people the samples and they'd come back the next day, or we'd put it on, like one lady came up with a broken thumb, was holding her arm up and it was really painful, and we smothered it in clay, and she came back a little bit later and she said, "The pain, not only is the pain gone, but look, I can wiggle my thumb a little bit." So we'd get all these stories when people coming back who were in the alternative health field at this show that were so amazed with the clay that I thought, wow, we've really got something. And actually the show sort of kicked us off, and we were sitting there kind of holding the kite tail kind of catch up. So I knew I had to educate myself about it, and I started reading everything I could and studying, and having some science background, I got a lot of chemistry-related and agriculture-related, because clay is predominantly used in agriculture, fertilizer, using it on grains and feeds, and with cattle for different ailments. So I had to learn a lot through that way, but I understood the chemistry of it, and I have a library of books that takes up a whole shelf, and some of them are rather thick and very scientific, and it's taken me quite a while to digest them, but I had to go back to basic chemistry to understand atoms and how all of this works and the energy of clay and how it works. And the more you study, the more you get interested, and then suddenly you connect the dots with what clay is and how it works and why it does what it does. And it's a fascinating story, and I think I will continue to keep learning about it. I don't think I'll ever give up on being interested in clay. And it does so many things that are beyond scientific explanation, but they're all good for the body, and that's the beauty of clay. I call it God's pharmacy.
Absolutely.
And let me
add just a little bit with the folks that are listening, and with our normal listeners will know this. You can take advantage of Perry's extensive knowledge in condensed form when you get her book. Folks, this is an invaluable resource to add to your Common Sense Healthcare program. Obviously, not all of the research and study that Perry has done over the last 20 years is in this book, but enough of it is to get you on a good, solid track of healthy living. And I'll let Perry give you the location. You can get it on our website at apexbentonclay.com, or Perry has a direct site. And I'll let you mention that, Perry.
Well, if you go to our information site, this is a good opportunity to share the educational site in case there's some new listeners online. We have an educational site called bentonclayinfo.com. And there's a link there to the book. You can just link and order it. It's not out in bookstores yet or things like that. I pretty much have it for a specific niche market, and so try to reach them through this free website where you can go through. And I've put a lot of the information you can find on the articles listed on this free website and the testimonials Most of them, or some of them, you can find. Most of them are in the book too. So some of them are repetitive. So I didn't put 16 on one subject. I picked two or three of the best ones in the book. So there are even more there on the website, and of course we have all the recordings archived there, and just a wealth of information on that site that's free for you to go to. I want to encourage you, if you want to call me, call from the phone number. The contact information is there. Sprint is dropping the 800 number service, so any of you who have been calling from the 800 number that's printed in some prior books, that's not going to be good but a few more months. And so I want to encourage everybody, if you're calling from the 800 number, to get the number on the website. It's there under my contact information, my email, and my phone number, and to use that. And appreciate you sharing that, Phil. Thank you for that.
Glad to do it.
Don't make much from the book, but I would like to get the information out there. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions in queue. Here's one from Tainoa in Portland. Should we use bentonite clay and diatomaceous earth together for candida? I would say no. They are like second or third cousins in some of the things they do, but then in others they operate differently. So I would take them several hours apart. I wouldn't use them together at the same time. When I mixed them together and mixed them with water, the clay didn't hold its emulsion like it does when it's just mixed with water. The diatomaceous earth caused it to separate where I had water at the top and the residue at the bottom. So there's something different going on there in that. If you feel you need both of them, do that. With candida, you definitely want to be aggressive with clay. You'll need more than the regular recommended amount, probably going to 2 to 3 to 4 ounces, and maybe even up to 8 ounces, like the lady with the Crohn's disease. The beauty is that it's not going to hurt you to take more. What's not used will pass through the body. But it's going to give you energy. It's going to cleanse and heal the colon. It's going to get rid of parasites. Diatomaceous earth kills the parasites by the little skeletons or ground up skeleton shells of the diatom skeletal system are ground up, and they cut the parasites. Clay captures the parasites and carries them out of the body. So there again, they work from two different places doing two different things. I don't think diatomaceous earth can get parasites that are in other parts of the body. We have had a lady that had a tapeworm in her liver and started taking the 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day and putting a poultice on her liver, and in 2 weeks' time, they went back to x-ray where the tapeworm was, and it was gone. They said they must have messed up. I had another one with a liver fluke in her liver, and they found there, and she said she was drinking the large amounts of clay and passed it and could visually see it in her urine. So it comes out of the body. They work from different ways. So I just wanted to throw that in there. I'm sure you get benefit from both of them. I know clay does a whole lot more. I've never heard of using the diatomaceous earth topically for things. So I would not mix them together, but you can use both of them if you want. All right. Phil, do you have any experience with the diatomaceous earth?
Not a lot. We use it occasionally, but I agree with you because of the difference in their makeup and the difference in the way they approach the effects on the body. I would definitely say, you know, if you're going to use both, use them at separate times. Good idea.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. You know, the thing that amazed me most is when I mixed them both together and added the water, that there was, the clay did not stay in emulsion, that it separated out. So that was my red flag for not using them together. Charlotte in Denver, how would you use clay to help with arthritis in the hands? Well, Charlotte, I would do it several ways. I would drink the clay, and it may take a month or so to notice a difference when you're drinking the clay, but it helps, seems to help dissolve the buildup in the joints as the joints get large, and it takes, you know, the pain away. You'll notice you don't have your pains and your achiness in your hands as the weather changes. You definitely want to be drinking the clay also. You drink the clay, and then you can apply it topically. When your hands are hurting, put the clay mud on topically at night. If you want to put it on and wrap your hands in some Saran wrap and stick a sock over them and sleep with them on, you can do that. During the day, you know, if one particular finger or a joint, like your thumb, is hurting, put the clay on rather thickly and let it dry. And when it dries, it usually gets kind of cold and hard, and it you may feel a pulsating because it's bringing blood flow and the circulation through the area as well. So I would start with the 2 ounces three times a day and of the liquid clay, and then gradually build up. There is a book on that free website, bentoniteclayinfo.com. It says how to kickstart your day with a triple swelling calcium bentonite clay. And in that, you can download it, and it tells you specifically how to mix the clay, the best way to mix the clay for a bath, for a liquid, for the making the mask. It tells you how to do poultices. And so it's how to make an eye wash, and it just has lots and lots of how-to as far as mixing the clay, because all clays kind of come with different directions. Some people put a teaspoon of clay and drink it in 8 ounces of water. I like a teaspoon to 2 ounces of water. It's thicker, it's more coating, it has more of a coating effect when you drink it, and you don't have to, when you drink clay, the downside is it leaves a chalky taste in your mouth afterwards. It's the alkalinity of it, the pH, the 9.7 pH. So I rather mix 2 ounces and drink it like a shot of tequila, just drink it down. Sometimes I will get some and sip on it a little through during the day, but I usually just go ahead and shoot a couple of ounces down. I live by myself. I have my bottle of clay, and I've got one bottle that I just drank out of, and I just go by and take as many gulps as I think I need. The beauty is it's not going to hurt you if you take too much. So that's what I would do with the arthritis for your hands. Phil, do you have any experience with arthritis?
Well, I do, as a matter of fact. I mentioned earlier about soaking my feet in the liquid clay to help with circulation because of the diabetic situation. Also, I use that same solution and soak my hands because diabetes affects the longest members of your body. So hands and feet. What I found, and I started doing this just for the circulation benefits of it, but what I found is after I was finished soaking for 10 to 15 minutes per hand or per foot, that the arthritic pain, if you will, not that it was that much, but dissipated immensely. The calcium buildups, I've actually noticed visible evidence that they are lessened. And so, you know, as Perry said, I would definitely suggest getting on the internal program, 2 ounces three times a day, but also, you know, either with the clay mask as a poultice, as Perry mentioned, but you can also mix some just in liquid form and just, you know, like the old Palmolive advertisements they used to have, so mild you can soak in it. Well, this is the same thing. Mix it and just, if it's your hands that you're having problems with, just set them in there for a while and take it out. It's been beneficial to me, and I think it would be a good approach in this instance as well.
Okay, we have some more questions here. Dan Bilotti and Skokie. I have healed from candida, however, I had it for so long, I think I must have leaky gut. Will the clay help with this? Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And I don't know how much you took for the candida, if you took clay to heal it, but you with leaky gut, I would definitely be drinking the clay, and you can go up to 4 ounces all the way up to 6 or 8 ounces. You want to start with maybe 1 or 2 ounces 3 times a day, then gradually build up. Each day you can add another ounce to it, and just to let your body adjust to the larger amounts. I never had any trouble just dumping from 1 ounce to 4 ounces, but some people's system are more sensitive, so you want to kind of do it gradually. It's definitely helped a lot of people with leaky gut, but most of them have been taking the 6 to 8 ounces 3 times a day to help with that. And so, you know, it may not take you that much. Everybody is different, so we just kind of need to play with it and find our happy place with it. And congratulations on being free of candida. But it does do a little damage while it's in there, so that's one of the things. Sometimes in healing something, we make situations worse. But the clay works on so many things. I think you'll find it a great advantage. And thank you for that. And I'd love to know if you heal the candida with clay. So, okay. I'm thinking maybe you use something else. Phil, do you have any experience with candida? I think every now and then Phil gets
Yeah, needed. my Bluetooth sort of is tricky today. Yeah, not really a lot of personal experience with candida, Perry. And when I run into it, usually I refer folks to you. You've got so much knowledge and information, and rather than me stumbling around in the shadows, I refer them to you or to your book and get them the good information.
There are protocols in the book for IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut, candida, and it's all right there and explains how to take it and how long and what to look for. So, okay, Doreen Grevy in Oklahoma City. Is clay safe, for instance? My baby niece has cradle cap, and I was wondering if it would help her. Yes, ma'am, it will. And yes, it's safe for infants. We've given small amounts in their milk or juice or water for colicky babies, and also putting it on their scalp. Definitely my grandson used it. He got cradle cap, and we just washed his scalp with the clay and left it on for just a little while, and it cleared it right up. In fact, when he was a baby, when he was about 6 months old, we took pictures. We had a line of baby products for clays with clay in it, and he was our model. So here we had him naked, and we lathered him with clay from head to toe and had a little ivy plant covering his privates, and he was just laughing and kicking and playing, and so he was the clay baby model. And he had a full body treatment for about 30 minutes while we were taking pictures, and he kept sticking his hand in his mouth and sucking the clay off, and then he'd work on the other hand for a while. So he's very healthy, and his mother drank clay when she was pregnant and said she couldn't have made it through her pregnancy without it. So I'd say it's definitely safe for infants, particularly if they have diaper rash. You can smear a fingerful of the clay mask on their little bottoms. When they're just bloody red, close the diaper, and the next time you open it, it's like it's healed. It treats it as a burn, and it just heals it instantly. It's very soothing for them. Very good questions. We don't get many questions about babies, and I forget to explain how good it is for them as well. Do you have any babies you put clay on, Phil?
No, I've got all mine raised and gone there. But we have, as you said, we have had good reports of success in cradle cap and things of that nature. So definitely safe and absolutely a good way to approach that.
Yes. Okay. The next question, Phil, I'm going to let you take this one. What is the protocol for treating acid reflux? Thank you for sharing all this amazing information. This is from George Williams in Seattle.
Well, thank you, Perry, because I do have, as you know, some very personal experience with that. Perry mentioned earlier that the protocols for these things are different with each individual. When I began taking clay, I began because of acid reflux and an oncoming ulcer. I was taking two, back then it was Prevacid, but I was taking two Prevacid a day just to survive. And even with that, I would wake up in the middle of the night choking on the bile. Someone, and I believe it was you, Perry, you know, finally convinced me to drink this mud. and I did. And within 2 or 3 days, I was sleeping well, and within a week, I was off the medication. Now, that's been many years ago. I still take it internally, regularly. If I go out, if I know I'm going to go out and eat spicy food or something like that, or you know, chili that's maybe a little too greasy, anything like that, I'll always take a little bit of clay, maybe a couple of ounces, and drink it before I go. It coats my stomach. It balances the pH. It gets rid of that acidic environment before I go in. So it's sort of a preemptive strike. For acid reflux now, if it's severe, when I started out, I was taking 2 ounces of clay 3, 4, 5 times a day, kept a bottle with me, and the minute I started feeling that boiling that acid reflux does, I just took a drink. I didn't measure it. I didn't worry about it. And, I mean, when it hit my stomach, I could tell an immediate relief. I personally believe, of course, it's a natural analgesic. You put it on bites and things like that, and the pain goes away immediately. I believe that that's exactly what happened internally as well. Don't have any scientific proof to that, but it worked for me. If you're dealing with a minor, I mean, minor, none of it's minor, but if it's not real severe, I would say 2 ounces 3 times a day is a good place to start. If that doesn't get the comfort and the relief that you need, then increase. Maybe take, you know, 2 ounces 3 or 4 times a day. Keep some with you. If you start feeling, again, that discomfort that acid reflux gives or the bile, take a shot. You can't overdose on it. You can't take too much. From experience, I can tell you, George, that this is the way to go. Forget all the other pharmaceutical medications for this. This clay will absolutely take care of that acid reflux, and you'll have a quality of life that if you've dealt with it for any length of time like I had, you'll be so thankful for this solution.
You know, if we had the millions of dollars it took for testing to require, you know, you to advertise a product for a specific ailment by the FDA, we could put all those other things out of business overnight. I don't know how it heals. I was like Phil. That was my first aha moment. I had acid reflux so bad I was sleeping at night propped up on 2 pillows because if I laid down flat, that bile would come up in my throat and burn, and I thought, I'm going to get cancer, and I was complaining to the guy who introduced me to the clay, and of course, he told me to drink it, and I tried it, and I didn't really have anything wrong, and I thought, I'd rather take a clay bath, and I loved using it topically, but I wasn't really drinking it, and he said, you're not drinking your clay, and I said, you're right, so I started drinking it, and in 2 days, I was laying down flat. Now, they say the hiatal hernia valve is not functioning when you have acid reflux. Well, somehow, when you heal that acidity, I don't know, maybe it healed the valve because it just totally stop the acid reflux. And like Phil said, if I ever feel like, you know, I can drink something like coffee, black coffee. If I drink coffee, it kind of gives me indigestion. It doesn't settle with me, and I'll drink a little clay. Red wine does the same thing. So, you know what aggravates you. Drink a little clay before, and you're home free. You won't need any medicines. One of the easiest things to treat there is, and does it so quickly that people are amazed. I don't know how many people have gotten hooked on clay from just trying it for acid reflux because they got such immediate relief. So enjoy your new freedom from acid reflux, George. Go get you some good clay, and if you don't know where a good clay is, I recommend Phil sells it. He's a dealer, and he has the living clay, and he always gives good discounts. So go to apexclay.com, and you can go to their website, or you can give them a call. The number's on the website, and talk to them, and they will get you some clay. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Tanya from Portland again. Tanua, do you think clay mask will help with a wart on the face? Yes, definitely. It'll help with a whole lot of things. It'll clean out the pores, deep cleanse the pores, get that excess sebum, any bacteria that gets in the pores that causes the acne and things, it cleanses that out. But wart is a virus, and clay works on viruses. I doubt if you even have to do a whole clay facial, although I love doing them. You can just put it on the wart itself, and in a few days it'll dry up and should fall right off or just disappear. It's amazing on warts. Moles, it takes a little bit longer. Moles aren't a virus, so, but with viruses, it really works fast. The clay masks are wonderful. I go to bed at night, and I usually have clay somewhere on my face. I put them on my wrinkle lines. I just put a thin coat on when I have sinus, when I'm sneezing and coughing and have sinus drainage. I put it over my sinuses. There again, underneath my eyes, when the wrinkle lines and the puffiness areas you get, I just put a thin coat on, let it dry, and sleep with it on, you know. So, either way, enjoy your clay and watch that wart shrink up and go away. Phil, have you ever tried it for warts?
I have, as a matter of fact. And, you know, as you say, it is very effective. And another thing that I've noticed over the years, when I was younger, I had an issue with them. Warts, the cause of the outward appearance of warts is a virus. The clay is takes viruses and molds and toxins out of the body. I don't have, again, any scientific proof to support this, but I will say that, number one, it got rid of the warts. I had a little bit of irritation because I let it get too dry a couple of times. So if that happens, just, you know, don't be alarmed. Just wash it off a little sooner. Don't let it dry out quite so much, but don't give up on it. It will work. The other thing is I've had less and less problems over the years. I haven't had a wart in so long I don't remember. So, again, without scientific proof, I just have an idea that the clay has helped to either, at the very least, reduce and maybe completely eliminate that virus. That's just a personal thing. And you may have more to add to that, Perry, but yes, definitely is a really good solution rather than the stuff that you get from the pharmacy to get rid of warts and moles. The clay is so much better.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with what you said. I have nothing to add to that. I wanted to bring up a testimonial I got this week. It was from my friend Mike, and he'd been having trouble with his blood sugar reading. He said, my blood sugar reading dropped again. The first reading after the first 3 weeks, it went from 338 to 174. Second reading after 7 days from 174 to 129 as of today. I only took two readings the entire month. Tuesday I go to the doctor and I pray he doesn't have a heart attack. Clay is fun stuff. I plan to faithfully do the clay liquid regime to cure diabetes. I believe the pancreas gets coated up with insulin where the insulin is utilized. My vision is much improved since last summer. And all this is just from drinking the clay. So that's one person's talk. We were talking about diabetes early, and one of the things is blood sugar. It sometimes lowers the blood pressure. You know, there are a couple of places where things can go either way, and blood pressure and constipation are two of them. It'll either stop your constipation and you'll have three good bowel movements a day, or it may cause you to be constipated, and that depends on your gut flora. Well, I don't know what it is about blood pressure. Some people, it causes their blood pressure to go higher. A lot of people, it causes it to go lower. Now, that's just from drinking the clay. In India, the way they treat blood pressure and to lower the blood pressure is to put an application of clay, a poultice, on the inside of their upper arm, that fleshy, soft part on the inside of your upper arm towards the body, and put it on rather thickly and cover it in some saran wrap and leave it on for, you can wear it all day if you want to under your clothes. And it lowers the blood pressure. So if you're one that drinking the clay kicks it up a little higher, just monitor it as you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And that will definitely help your diabetes situation that way. So, Phil?
Yes. If I may on that. One, the thing, and for those who have listened in for a long time will hear this a lot, what the clay does is it's a catalyst to help our bodies do what they were designed to do, which is live long, healthy lives. In the aspect of the blood pressure and the blood sugar, as you begin to take clay and it cleans out your system, it cleans out that lower intestines and the colon, it allows your body to assimilate the vitamins and the good stuff that you eat and to take care of yourself, and process that properly instead of wasting or flushing the things out, or storing them up in the colon and not being able to utilize them. So my personal experience with that is, and with the diabetic, mine is under control now. I attributed a good part of that to the clay's performance in cleaning my system out and balancing the pH and allowing my body to absorb and assimilate the good stuff while being rid of the bad stuff, just to put it in very simple terms. It is, you know, with the blood sugar and the blood pressure, of course, it's very important to monitor that. And always, if you have any issues with it, it's something abnormal, always consult your physician. You know, don't be sort of what I tell my wife, don't let me stick my head in the sand like a, you know, and ignore this. So, but it, the proof's in the pudding, and I'm here to say that this works, and it works well.
All right. Thank you, Phil. And Nancy, I have Orilla from Orilla said, we are in Canada, and I believe Apex ships to us. Are there any distributors here that you recommend? There is one distributor in Canada. And let me get the information here. It's called Axelcraft. Their website is www.axelcraft.com. But I doubt if you'll get the discounts from them as you do with Apex.
And we do
check,
ship
check
worldwide.
Check them out,
and
then add the shipping and you know, figure out which one is the most savings for you. But I have a feeling You'll really like the prices that Phil and Cheryl give on Apex Clay, and they do ship worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only one I know in Canada, Axelcraft. And it's craft with a K. It's www.axelcraft.ca. And that's for Canada. Okay. Let's get back to our questions. Judy, will clay help dissolve, get rid of a good-sized sebaceous cyst? I don't want to have to doctor to lance or cut the cyst out. I would certainly give it a good try. It depends on the type of cyst, where it's located, and a few things. But there are two ways to get rid of these. Drinking the clay. I don't know why, but drinking the clay sometimes does this, and applying it topically over the cyst. If you just start drinking the clay and you're applying it topically and you don't know a change in it in 2 weeks, then it may not be working for you, but I suspect that you will. I have a ganglion cyst, and I know that drinking the clay will help it get down. And it has gone down. It's still there. It's what you call it's just a little sack of fluid that pops up. And it's called, a lot of people call it the Bible. So that you beat them with a soft-covered bottle and burst them to get the fluid out of there. And that's what heals them. That was the old-time remedy. Get your Bible out and just whack on it till you've demolished it and crushed it. So I don't know why they couldn't go on something like that and take a needle and go in and just suck the fluid out if it's just a fluid thing. But then I'm not a doctor. So I have noticed that mine is going down, and I use both treatments, the drinking it and applying it topically. So let us know how that works for you. I always like good feedback. Tanua. Thank you so much for all this wonderful information. One last question. Would the clay help adrenal fatigue? I believe it would. Clay energizes the body. I would put a poultice over your kidneys. The adrenal gland is attached to the top of the kidneys. And do a kidney poultice. You only want to do a poultice on one gland at a time. You don't want to do it on both kidneys at the same time, as it may wear you out. And for the first two times, just do it for an hour. And if you don't get tired after that, then you can put them on at night and leave them all night. I recommend taking the Glad Press and Seal. It's got a tacky on one side, and use that to cut a square that will put the clay rather thickly over the kidney area. You can look on the website for the location of the kidneys, and then you may have to get someone to help you put it on. It's going to be cold when you put the clay on. Put it on thickly, and then take a larger square of Glad Press and Seal and press the dry edges to the skin. And it'll hold the clay in place, and you can wear it at bedtime when you sleep, and it won't get all over everything. You can even wear them during the day. But I would do one kidney at a time and then be drinking the clay. And I think you'll feel a whole lot more energy. Occasionally you may want to stop and do a liver poultice. All these organs are sort of, the kidneys and the livers are designed as filtering system. And sometimes they get overloaded and sluggish. And so the clay is sort of a stimulus and a catalyst to help them, boost them in their work and help them keep going. It's like putting fresh oil in your car. And that's what I would recommend. Naturally, I always tell everybody to be drinking the clay along with this. Phil, have you ever had any experience with adrenal fatigue? Didn't come up too often. Phil may be on mute right now. I'm not sure. His battery.
Am I back?
Yes, you're back now.
Okay. Sorry about that. No, I haven't had much experience with adrenaline fatigue.
Okay. Well, I think if you'll try that, I think you'll notice the difference. And the beauty of clay is generally you get good reactions quickly. Sometimes things take longer than others. Like allergies, you may take the clay daily for a year before all of a sudden you realize your allergies aren't as severe. Okay, let's go on to the next question. Lois from Florence. Is it best to take clay on an empty stomach and before or after drinking lemon water in the morning? Okay, let me explain to you something about mixing lemon water and clay together. I had one lady that had a quart jar, a mason jar, and she mixed, I think it was a glass mayonnaise jar. She mixed clay and lemon water together and shook it, and when she did, it caused a combustion, and the clay caused the release. It was balancing the acidity of the lemon juice. Now, I know lemon juice later in the body turns alkaline, but when you, lemon juice is acidic. That's why they say don't eat lemons, because it'll eat the varnish off your enamel of your teeth. She shook it up real good, and it had a gaseous reaction and exploded the bottle that she was holding, and she had glass and water and clay all over the place. So I would not mix them or drink them close together. I would wait several hours after one before taking the other. And that's the reason why you're mixing an acid with a alkaline, and the alkaline is so powerful it's going to cause a release of gases to neutralize the acidity. The same thing if you mix it with vinegar. You can put a little clay in a dish and pour vinegar over it and just see the bubbles popping. So be careful when you're mixing it with other things. So that's my recommendation on that. How about, and with clay, you can take it on an empty stomach or full stomach. It doesn't matter. You can take it before you eat, after you eat. You just get it in your system. It's going to work. If you're doing a cleanse, we recommend it on an empty stomach to have the best effect of getting down in there and cleaning that lower colon out. But other than that, you can take it any time. Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any?
Yeah, that's my experience with that as well.
Yeah, it just kind of makes sense. But I'm glad you asked that question. And I appreciate Tanua's gratefulness for the information we're providing. You know, it always feels good to hear something. I baked a cake yesterday. I played dominoes with some ladies, and we met at a restaurant. They let us use their back room, and I asked them if it was okay if I brought a cake, because we always serve dessert. And I made my daughter's favorite coconut cake, and I took it there. And then the waiter came in, and we gave him a slice, and he came back, and he said, "That was so good. Can I take a piece back to another person?" I said, "Please take them all a piece. I don't want to take it home because it is so good, and I'll eat it." And so they took some to all the white people, and the little girl came back in and said, "Oh, my goodness, that was the best cake I ever ate in my life." And a little bit of a lady came in, and she said, "Is there any of that cake left? Could I just have a little piece? I've heard them talking about it. I'm just dying to try it." So we gave her a big piece, and she ate it. And then her son came in, or she took one to her son. I said, "Anyone else you want to take it to? Take it to all of them. I don't want to take it home." And so she took a piece to her son, and her son came in and stood there and thanked us. And here was this macho guy that looks like he owns a Gold's Gym. His muscles just ripped. He was all tan. He was an insurance salesman. But he came in there, and these are six little gray hairs. We call ourselves the senior six-pack. And these little girls just, I mean, we're just merciless in flirting and teasing with people. And here he started in on that cake, and we just lapped it up, you know. He said, "I just had to come in here and say, oh, thank you. That's the best cake I've ever eaten." There's something about people, acknowledging what you do that really, really makes you feel good. And it's worth more than money. So I just want to thank you, Tanua, for that compliment, and all of you. I get emails from you, and you thank us for everything we do, and it just feels so good. So I just want to throw in a personal story that had nothing to do with clay, but if you want the recipe for my coconut cake, just send me an email, and I'll share it with you. How about that, Phil?
That's awesome. And I've had some of that before, and it you're absolutely correct. It's the best stuff on the planet, I think.
Okay, let's go up here and check the phone lines and see if there is anyone on the phone line who would like to ask a question or give a testimonial. We'll take testimonials as well.
While you're doing that, Perry, let me address, Nancy mentioned that the shipping from the United States ends up being quite a bit to Canada. Nancy, when you check with the resource there and see what your pricing is, I would encourage you, before you make the purchase, to check with us. We can check shipping and just send you a free quote. Won't cost a thing other than just, you know, giving us a ring or shooting us an email. If we can save you some money and get this product to you, we definitely will. Obviously, if it's less expensive and better for you there at what was the name of it?
Axelcraft.
Then by all means. But we, you know, don't rule us out. If you care to, just shoot us an email and we'll send you that free quote.
Okay, we have one more question here, and it's my friend Ray. I love this lady. She's just precious. And she healed her Lyme's disease with clay. She says, "Greetings, Perry. I'm so happy to be here. I'm still living life with life-saving living clay. Question, will clay do anything to combat pressure in the eyes? Thank you so much. And I am told I can donate to your cause. Please give me the details." Well, thank you, Ray. On my bentonite clay info site, there's a contribution button. I spend about $3,000 a year to maintain this site and do the teleseminars. Now that I'm retired, that's money out of my retirement. And so some people, we have a donation link. You can donate as little as you want, as much as you want. There's very different options. You can make a one-time donation, or you can do a little small monthly donation, and it's on the bentonite clay info site. There's a red button that says contributions, and I would appreciate it very much. It helps offset the expense of what I'm doing, and I'm very grateful for any of it. Okay, let's look at this. Pressure in the eyes. Glaucoma is a pressure eye disease. We had a gentleman whose son was 15 years old, and he had actually had a birth defect that they were not aware of, and it developed into glaucoma, and in his very younger years he went blind. And as he reached puberty, he started getting these pain attacks behind his eyes, and they were very severe. He'd have to go home from school and take medication and just lay down and sleep it off. And his dad heard me on the radio one day and called and ordered and got some clay. And he was having one of these pain attacks one day just as the clay arrived. So they just got a spoonful, put it in some water, stirred it up, and had him drink it slowly. Within 15 minutes, the pain had subsided. He called me, and I told him how to mix the liquid and keep it there where his son could just go by and pour it off and not have to measure it and stir it, because when you stir it, it tends to lump, and you need to let it sit to dissolve fully and emulsify. But if you mix it according to directions in the blender, it'll stay emulsified, and he could just walk by and just take a sip when he wanted to, or drink however much he needed. The last time I talked to his dad, he said as long as he was drinking 1 ounce a day, he has never had another attack to get again. So it reduces the pressure behind the eyes. It did it for the glaucoma. So So I would say yes. You can drink it. You can also get you a cotton pad and either put the clay mask, or sometimes I like to take the liquid clay and saturate the little cotton makeup pad, the little flat ones, and just hold it over my closed eye and lay down. And when I have allergy eyes, it stops the itching. And, you know, if I ever reach up and touch a dog or a pepper and then touch your face and it starts burning and stuff and your eyes start watering, that's when I use the little cotton pads. And 15 minutes is a good length of time. You can do it more often if you want. Or you can just take the clay mask and put on there and hold it over your eyes. You have to take a wet wash rag with you because you can't see to get to the bathroom unless you do one eye at a time, because you've got to go wash the clay off. And with the saturated pad, you don't have that thick clay on there, and you can kind of open your eyes and see to get to the bathroom. But even with the clay mask on there, it definitely helps. And but I think drinking it and doing that would solve your problem. And thank you so much. I just love this lady. She actually has a recipe she used with clay. It's all natural, and it's on the website under our recipes. It's a oatmeal cookie that she makes, and bananas oatmeal cookie. It's very good and moist, and it's made with clay, and, you know, no bad ingredients or anything. So thank you, Ray J, for coming on and speaking to us again. I love you dearly. And Phil, did you have anything you wanted to do? You know anything about pressure in the eyes?
Well, you pretty well shared it, Perry, and I've done some of that too. You know, part of the diabetic condition has to do with eye pressure, and it is amazing that at the difference it makes. Again, being a natural analgesic, there are also, like you mentioned, the allergies. It's just super for almost instantaneous relief from those things.
Yes, it is. It's so soothing. Anything that itches, put on it. And I want to say that this is, in Texas, this is rattlesnake season. The snakes are out, and they're crawling. It's cooler weather, and they're out looking for a sunny place. And there are a lot of snakes behind. If your pets get bit by a rattlesnake, or you do, you grab that clay med and put it on there instantly, and it will draw the venom out. I've got five or six people that have dogs that got snake bit on the face, and they put the clay on there, and by the second day, the swelling was gone, and the dog was fine. When they took them to the vet, they gave them a shot, and the swelling stayed, and their face looked like a bulldog for about a week, and they were just miserable and could hardly eat or drink water or anything. So get that clay and put it on there for those snake bites, and watch for your pets, and be careful if you're out in the woods and you like to go hunting, because in Texas, they're out there. Okay? Well, I think it's about time. It looks like we're out of questions, and we've used up our time. We've had a full hour. Thank you for being with us, Phil, and for all of our customers who have been so patient to come and listen and to share the questions, and your questions are wonderful, and they really stimulate a lot. And I want to thank Phil. Two people doing this, like I say, sometimes I take things for granted that you know and I forget, and it's good to have a partner to play off of, and I feel confident that sometimes when I'm gone, I can get Phil to step in for me and take over and handle the calls, and it's nice to know someone's got my back when I'm gone who can do such a competent job. So thank you,
Absolutely,
Phil.
Absolutely, Perry. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to say that, you know, I, in addition to countless others, love and appreciate your work and your dedication to the study and the getting the word out about this marvelous gift of Mother Earth. Anytime you would like to have me on again, just let me know. It's always a pleasure.
Well, we'll be doing it again, I assure you. And thank you so much for being with me and for covering my back. And for all of you listening in, have a wonderful weekend when you're out there. If you're hunting and fishing, take some clay with you for those little moments when unexpected happens. Have a wonderful life and a wonderful rest of the year. I don't want to limit it to just the weekend. So this is Perrier and Phil checking out. Goodbye.